My phone runs considerably quicker now. I've just uninstalled over 150 apps from my phone. I now have 143 remaining. And I am a bit obsessed when it comes to applications. I do enjoy downloading them, testing them, seeing if one application is better than another. And I tend to leave them on my phone. I forget to uninstall the ones that I don't really use anymore. And part of that is because I think I might use them. And so I've had to change my mentality. And this morning, when I tried to make a phone call from my phone, and it took from me pressing my phone icon to listening to a dial tone nearly 37 seconds, I realised something was wrong. And it's progressive. The slowing down of my phone has been progressive. And so I thought, what's causing this? And of course, the obvious answer is it's overloaded. My phone is overloaded. And so the first thing I did, I went to my phone. I have an Android. I went to my phone and checked the running services, what services and applications were running in the background of my phone, because this will slow your phone down considerably. And I had 36 applications that were running in the background. Now, half a dozen of those are needed to run in the background. They're part of the service of the phone, part of Google services that I use, etc. And they need to be continually monitoring and running. But then over two dozen applications didn't need to be running in the background. I wasn't using them. They weren't set up for notifications. And there was no reason for them to be running in the background. And I've come across this many times before. It's not something new to me. But it brought it to the forefront because my phone slowed down. So I went through them and thought, do I need those applications that are running in the background? And I thought, well, even if I do, I'm not having them. That is really poor application building. To allow it to use system resources when it's not needed, it's very poor practice. And so I uninstalled all of them. And then I thought, let's go through my apps. Let's go through them anyway. And I went through them all, and like I say, 150 went. I was surprised by the amount of applications that I got rid of. But suffice to say, my phone is running far quicker, far more smoothly, and it almost feels like a new phone again. I have a Samsung Galaxy S1, an old phone now, but it's still a great phone. And it's nice to know that it's running well. So if you've got applications on your phone that you don't use, get rid of them. Just go through it now and again. Not everybody's as obsessive as me. I mean, I do like my apps, and I like to talk about applications too. I like to promote those that I think are worthwhile. And I do that now and again. The second part of this boo is sort of related. It's to do with applications and web services and services in general that claim to be social. A lot of my applications are social based, and I'm not talking here Twitter and Facebook and the normal, what we might consider normal services, social services. I'm talking about those applications that have a social background to them. Applications such as, well, my interest is the outdoors. So I use outdoor applications, and some of those I use promote a social side. You are meant to use that application for whatever reason, but it has a social side to it. And yet the social side is woefully lacking. You want to engage, you want to get involved, but you realise that there's nothing really happening in the background. It can be on a forum, for example. You might go into this site's forums and try to find some information, engage with others, and you find it very sparsely populated. And you also find that the owner of this site or the application doesn't get involved, doesn't engage in dialogue through the forums, and this is a massive opportunity missed. You also find, or I found, that a lot of these social sites, when you check their Twitter accounts, they may have, I don't know, 2,000 followers, and yet their site claims to have 100,000 plus users. So how come they only have 2,000 followers? And then you look a bit more closely, and then you see how many of those followers they're following back. And sometimes it's shocking One particular site I'm looking at the moment has less than 3,000 followers, has over 100,000 users of its application worldwide and more, and only follows back less than 400. And I looked at their Twitter streams to see how they're promoting and dialoguing with their followers, and they're not. They'll tweet out the odd promotion and that sort of thing. And this is a social site. It's claiming to be social. It has the word social in their blurb. And this is it's an unhappy state of affairs, because the application is a stunning application. And what they can do and what they're able to do is engage with these people, and yet they don't. And there's lots of sites like this, lots of applications that do this. And it's a bit of a shame, really, that they don't invest, these companies, and don't invest in community managers, don't invest in that side of things. One company you won't be surprised to learn is Audioboo, who are taking this step to engage more with their clients, their users. Of course, you have to go for the big boys, you have to get the investment, you have to promote your app to bigger organisations, and, you know, the CEOs and developers, etc., concentrate on this a lot. But we have to remember the core users. And in Audioboo's case, the core user is you and me, the little guy. If we're not happy, we'll go elsewhere. And then you can't sell your product to the bigger boys because your users are falling off. Audioboo have taken this to heart and had a forum lately, an online forum, where they invited select users, and I was lucky enough to be invited, to share their comments and opinions. And Audioboo have taken this on board. And I noticed with the other things that Audioboo are doing now, they're listening to their user base, they're engaging more with their user base, and they're setting up evenings with Audioboo, and all sorts of wonderful things that are happening. And this is something that other companies can learn a lot from. Yes, you have to invest in money to do this, but that money will be greatly rewarded, because the best thing any company can do that wants to have a social side to it or a community side to it is to engage its community, to engage its users, because their users will then talk about the application. They will use it more. They will tweet about it. They will tell their own friends about it. And this is the best way. Word of mouth is the best way to build up any product. We all know this. So there we are, just a few thoughts on applications. Clear out your phone if you have redundant apps. Your phone will run quicker. It's not something that you don't already know, but it may be something like me that you don't do regularly enough. And if you're a member of a social site in any way, shape or form, see how social it is. Is it really working for you? Are they really looking out for your interests? And if not, can you live with that? Is it important to you? I don't know. Thanks for listening. And as always, if applicable, God bless.